Morning. I'm going to focus today on the mitzvah of Shira and in general the Chovas HaLevim in the Mikdash and how the Avoda got broken up between the Kohanim and the Levim. So first the Gemara just goes through a Mokar for Shira. The Gemara says, how do you know the yisoid of Shira at all? First we have a machloikas tanoim, if the Shira is ma'akev korban, according to Reb Meir it is, v'chachamim any ma'akev. The Gemara says, Reb Meir learns it out of etnas alavim, nesunim la'am ulevanov, mitoich b'nei Yisrael l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael. So just like kapor is ma'akev, af Shira ma'akev. So Shira is also ma'akev. Rabbonon, they say, no, that just teaches you that Shira is bayoim, Ha'uli idach the Rabbi Lezer, Dom Rabbi Lezer, Makapora b'yayim, Afshira b'yayim. But according to both Reb Meir and the Chachamim, Shira is definitely considered an Avoida. And that's why it's only kosher b'yayim. Says the Gemara, Om Avida Mashmul Minayin Likr Shira Min HaTorah. How do you know the whole concept of Shira? Shenemar. Now we already know that the Levim are doing Avoida. That's this original pasuk ve'etnas alavim l'chaper al bnei Yisrael. That we know. How do we know that Shira is that avoda? So the Gemara says shenemar v'sheres b'shem Hashem alokov. He will do sheres through saying Hashem's name. Ezehu sheres shebeshem. Where do you have sheres, which the avoda is mentioning Hashem's name? Have you emers a shira? Says the Gemara. What about nesias kapayim? Also say Hashem's name. Ve'im nesias kapayim. Midchsiv l'shorosay l'vorech bishmoy. Mechlal de birchas kohanim lav sheresu. The fact that it separates birchas kohanim from the word l'shorosay proves that birchas kohanim is not considered an avoda. And that's why it's technically not part of the avodas levim or kohanim. It's just the reason why the Torah put it in that pasuk is to tell you it's limited to bayoyim. You only do it by day. Another source of Shira, because it says, Tachas Hashem Ovatos Hashem Elokecho B'simcha V'tuv Levav. So it puts together Avoida with Simcha. Ezi Avoida She B'simcha V'tuv Levav. Where do we find an Avoida that's done from Simcha and Tuv Levav? Every aim is a Shira. Says the Gemara Ve'ema Divrei Torah, the Chassid Pikudei Hashem Yishor Mesam Chilev, in which case the Torah is not even talking about Avodas Halavim. The Gemara says Mesam Chilev Ikri Tov Lo Ikri. Says the Gemara Bikurim Ve'ema Bikurim Chassid V'Samach LeBachla Toiv. So the Gemara says Toiv Ikri Toiv Levov Lo Ikri. So the bottom line is that they can't be referring to anything other than Shira. Omer of Master Minayin LeBikurim Shetunim Shira. It says Toiv Toiv. It says Toiv by Bikurim, and it says over here Toiv B'Tuv Levov. So we learn one from the other. It says the Gemara Eni V'Omer of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Omer of Yonis Minayin Sheinayim Shira El Al Yayin. They only say Shira in the Beis Hamikdash when they're being makriv Yayin by the Nesachim. Shenema V'Atoyim Elohim Agefen. The vine said Echdalti as Tiroishai. How does wine give simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So if that's the case, Bikurim is only brought from fruit, not yayin. How could you have shira? Mishkach aslo k'detona Rav Yosi, priyata mevi v'enat mevi mashkim. Although you can't bring mashke for Bikurim, you could bring it as a fruit and then turn it into wine. Hevi anovim v'dorchon. Minayin tamadloy matovi. Okay, chizki yom mehacha, v'kinyohu shir halavim, or sar halavim, yosher b'masa, ki mevinhu al tikri yosher ela yosher. So again, that's a mocker for shir. Bovati yom abiechen mehacha lavet avoida, ezi avoida shetzricha avoida. Where do you have an avoida that requires another avoida for it to be set on? Have you is a shira? Rav Yitzchak Amar Su Zimos Nusayif Kinnonayim Novel. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Meyocha Yisuk Koylam Yeroinu Begon Hashem Tzalumayim. It's a bigger simcha than Kriyas Yamsuf. V'tani ma'islo mehochol v'nei kos le'nosan ki avodish ha'kodesh aleyem ba'kosef yisol. Mimash ma'shenema ba'kosef eni yodea she'yisol. If it says on the shoulder, obviously you're carrying it. So why does it use the lashon of yisol, which can also mean singing? Matam alem yisol. And yisol el ha'shira v'cheinu oimer. Suzimro usnusoif v'oimer yisu koilom yaroinu. Okay, all these drushes seem to be very much the same, just pointing out that there's a mokar for shira. We'll see later that we can actually derive a chiluk in halacha between these drushes. But bashkofa rishayin is just a bunch of makaras for shira. Chananya ben achai rabbi yeshua mehocha moishi yedaber, says by Matan Torah, moishi yedaber v'olokim yanenu b'kol, al iske kol. Hashem commanded Moshe to sing. Rashi says, shoyu mitzaveyu l'shere, so here you have a mokar for shira. Now this is not a problem because Moshe was already overaged. A Levi becomes possible at age 50 from saying shira. Moshe was already obviously 80 plus, so that's a different issue which we'll get back to. Rav Ashi Yom HaMehocha, Vayhi Ke'echad, it was like one, Mechatzurim U'Mesherim, Lashmiya Koel Echad. So again, you see the mokar of shira. Rav Yonah and Amar Mehocha, V'lo Yomusu Gam Atem, Heim Gam Atem, Ma Atem Ba'avoidas Mizbeach, Af Heim Ba'avoidas Mizbeach. Just like you work by the Mizbeach, so too will the Levim by doing Shira. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go into, now that we know that this is an Avoida, now that we've derived that Shira is not just an enhancement, it's actually an Avoida, so now the Gemara is dealing with the possibility that there's a din of Misa. Just like by Avoida. If somebody does an Avoida that's not theirs, if Yisrael does an Avoida's claim, he's Chayiv Misa, Al Tzor. So the Gemara is now entertaining the possibility that a Kohen that does a Levi's job, or a Levi does a Kohen's job, there'll be Misa, because it's an Avoida. That's the reason why the Gemara is bringing this in here is because now that we've come to that conclusion, that Shira is not an enhancement. It's an avoida. So now there's a makom to say that there should be misa. So the Gemara says, Tanya na mihochi, v'lo yomusu gam heim gam atem, talking to the Kohanim. They will not die and you will not die. Atem b'shelohem v'heim b'shelohem b'misa. If you, the Kohanim, do what the Levi does, or the Levi does what the Kohen does, it's Misa. Okay. Now why a Kohen is Chayiv Misa when he does Avodas Levi is very shver. What would be if Yisrael did an Avodas Levi? There's no source anywhere that he's Chayiv Misa. Logically you would say, well, it's a Kav Chayma. And if a Kohen doesn't Avodas Levi, he's Chayiv Misa. So surely Yisrael. Yisrael is more out of the box than a Levi, than a Kohen. And a Kohen goes and does Avodas Levi, Chayiv Misa. But yet you won't find anywhere that a Yisrael that did the Avodas Levi anywhere in the Gemara is Chayiv Misa. In fact, there are those oldest caution. We spoke about this last week, about whether Ezra actually gave over the Shira to Yisrael. Possibly. But we definitely don't find in the Gemara that there should be a Chayiv Misa on a Yisrael that does an Avodas Levi. And that is because the instrument playing or singing is not an avoid of which there's a chiv misan. The Zohar Kor of Yumas is only on an avoidus mizbech. So why is a koyan chayv misan? Stam in svara. I mean, if a koyan goes ahead and brings chulin into the Beis Hamikdash and makes the Beis Hamikdash into a shlachtos, he's not chayv misan. Right? He takes a stama behemoth, the Beis HaMikdash, he hangs it up, it treats the Beis HaMikdash like a shlachtes. He's over alive, chulim ba'zoha, but since he hasn't done an avodas mizbeach be'isr, he's not chayiv misa. That's something else. He's a zohar. He's a zohar doing avodas mizbeach. So that we find. We find that a zohar who does avodas mizbeach is chayiv misa. But Avodas Levi normally is not something that there's Misa on. Inherently, there's no, put it this way, there's no mocker in the Torah at all that there's Misa if you do Avodas Levi. The only pasuk we have that implies that there's possibly Misa is this pasuk, which talks about the Kohen doing the Levi's job, or the Levi doing the Kohen's job. There's no other marker. Which would mean, I would say, logically speaking, a Yisrael would be Potter. We'll see, we may have a marker to that, but a Yisrael would be Potter. Why would a Yisrael be Potter? Because the only reason to say Yisrael would be Chayiv Misa is we make a Kal V'Chomer. If a Kohen is Chayiv and Avodas Levi, Kol Shekein Yisrael. But that would be Ein Oin Shem Adin. It's no Chayiv Misa from a Kal V'Chomer, Ein Oin Shem Adin. So Taked is a Tshuvas Marami Rattenberg. Marami Rattenberg writes that in fact a Yisrael is different than a Kohen. A Yisrael is less chayiv than a Kohen. Here's the Marami Rattenberg. He asks a very interesting question. In Sefer Shmuel, so we learn about a korban that Shmuel brought, the oil of Shmuel. And the Gemara says that oil of Shmuel had three possible averis. Number one was Mechus Rizman. The Behem itself was Mechus Rizman. Number two, he was a Levi. He wasn't a Kohen. Right? And number three, the Gemara brings down that it was a bama. So in other words, there were three Yisurim. It was Shaloi B'Shas Heter Abamas. It wasn't during the time you were allowed to make an independent Mizbeach. He had, number one, it was an independent Mizbeach. Right? Number two, the animal was Mechus Rizman. And number three, he was a Levi. So the Marami Rattenberg asks a great question. He says, Abama, a Zor could do Avoid on Abama. You don't need a Kohen. So how could you tell me that there was an Yisur Zor here? You could tell me there was an Isser Boma. But once the Avodah was being done on a Boma, so surely Shmuel wasn't worse than a Yisrael. Why is he worse? Says the Marami Rattenberg as follows. Ayin b'meseches Erech, and he quotes our Gemara, that the Gemara says, the Yesh Isser L'Koyen Lavoid Avodas Levi, the Levi Lavoid Avodas Kohen. He says, and therefore, Ki Hechi de Lo Yashkechon de Ishtiri La Kahanim Lasseis Avodas Levim Afilu Bebama. A Kohen wouldn't be allowed to do a Levi's job even in a Bama. He says, if that's the case, Hu Adin, Le Levim Lo Yehutu Lasseis Avodas Kohenim. So a Levi can't do Avodas Kohen. He says, and therefore, Dafke Zor Kosher Babama. Can you imagine such a chiddush? Marami Rattenberg. He holds that in a Bama, Bishas Heter Abama. And when you're allowed to have a Bama, any Yisrael could do Avoida. A Ger could do Avoida. Any Bamser could do Avoida on a Bama. There's no Din Yichus on a Bama. He says, yeah, but a Levi won't be able to. Fascinating. He says, why? Because there's a separate deal between the Kohanim and the Levim that under no conditions can a Levi do Avodas Kohen, and under no conditions can a Kohen do Avodas Levi. And so that's one Chiddush. Then there's a second Chiddush here, which is a bigger Chiddush, but that's not really Negeh Tahu Sugya. And that is that he holds, obviously, that Bishas Heter Abomas, okay, there are two ways to look at it that a Yisrael could do Avoida. There are two different ways to look at it. Pashtus, you learn that the halacha that we find in the Beis that only a Kohen could do Avoidas Mizbeach, right? And in the Boma not, it means that during the time of Heter Abomas, Avoida is an open game. Anybody can do Avoida. Period. And during the Beit Mikdash, it's limited to Kohanim. Or during the Mishkan, it's limited to Kohanim. The Marami Rattenberg obviously learns not that way. He learns Avoidus Mizbeach is Kohanim. Period. Heter Abamas means that while there's a Bama, anybody can be the Shliach of the Kohen. It's really a Kohen's Avoid. Kohen's Avoid because Avoidus Mizbeach was given to the Kohanim, to Aaron and his children. Avoidus Mizbeach. The mitzvah of doing Avoid in Beis HaMikdash, Avoidus Mizbeach, was given purely to the Kohanim. B'shas Heter Abama is the Torah permitted the Yisraelim to do the Shlichus of the Kohanim. It shouldn't be such a dish. We find the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that even though you're only supposed to do Dinei Momenus with Smuchim, people that are appointed, but a Yisrael who's not a Samuch and Bavel can do Dinim and Shlichus of the Bnei Yeretz Yisrael Kav Dinim. We're the Bnei Yeretz. We're acting their own self. So you're using the license of the Kohen. Since you have a plumber, he's not like, he works under the bigger umbrella, the licensed plumber. So Lahavdil, the Kohanim, they are the ones that have the mitzvah of Avodah. And under most conditions, nobody can use the umbrella of the Kohanim. But Bishas Heter Abomis, then a Yisrael could use that umbrella. That's clearly the way to understand. Now he says, now that that's the case, since there's a separate issur for a Levi to do an Avodas Kohen, there's no Heter B'Shas Heter Abomas. It's fascinating. B'Shas Heter Abomas, the Kohen can't do the Levi's job, the Levi can't do the Kohen's job, and therefore Shmuel, being a Levi, was not permitted to do an Avodah that a Yisrael could have done. Because the Yisrael has no din not to do Avodas. He has a din, he can't go to the Mizbeach and Beis HaMikdash. But there's no din that he can't do an Avodas Kohen. But the Kohen does have such a halach. This is really a Metzia Rabba, this is Marami Rottenberg. Clearly, it's an introduction to understand our sugya, how it can be that there would be Misa potentially for a Kohen to do an Avodas Levi, and maybe Yisrael to do Avodas Levi, there won't be Misa. Because this opens the door to that possibility. So anyway, so the Gemara says like this. Omar Abaya, Naktinon, how do we paskin? Mishoirer sheshier b'shel chaveroi b'misa. Somebody is supposed to do the singing. There were two jobs in the Mishkan. There were those Levim in the Beis HaMikdash that sang. Singing included the instruments, the whole chelik of the shira. And there were those that were involved in the gates. Tosfos says it was broken up to families. If you look at Tosfos, he says, Mishpochei shehoyu misharim, or Mishpochei shehoyu misharim. So Tosfos says, mashma, it wasn't a talent-based chiluk. It wasn't based on talent. It was based on the families. There certain families were misharim, certain families were misharim. So, the halacha is, he's b'misa. So one Levi, who does a different Levi's job, he's supposed to do the gates. Instead of doing the gates, he does the instrument. The halacha is, he's chayv misa. Shenema v'achoynim u'tei ha'mishkan keim u'tei ha'moyed, and over there it says, Moshe, Aaron, and everything else. It says, azor akor of yumas. My zor. Ilem azor mamish that Yisrael can't do avoida. We know that already. K'siv chod ha'zimna. Zor means of that avoida. He's not supposed to do this avoida. Meisvei questions the Gemara. Mishoyer sheshier, u'mishoyer sheshoyer einam b'misa. A mishoyer that does the gates, or a gator that does the instruments, anat chayv misa ela ba'asora. It's only alav. So it's a machloikis whether if a Levi does an avoida of another Levi, if he's chayiv misa, the Gemara says tanoi if taka machloek is tanoi. Isanya, ma'ase b'Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, sheholach l'sayeya ba'agofas d'losas. He wanted to help the closing of the doors. Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudor. They were both Levim. So Rabbi Shua ben Chananya wanted to assist The other Levi was closing the doors. Amar loy bni chazoy la'acharecho. He said, don't do it. Sha'atu min ha-mesherim v'loy min ha-meshuorim. You're from the singers and not from the gaiters. You shouldn't be doing the gates. The Gemara is now assuming that that's the machlekes. My love, b'hokam iflugi. That's the machlekes. Mar sovar misahu. One says it's misa. And if it's misa, so the Rabbonim made exera, don't even help, because you may come to misa. If it goes up Rabbonim, umar sovar as horahi, v'loy goes up Rabbonim. Rabbonim didn't make exera. The Gemara says, loy. We could say the kuli almas horahi. And Marsova Messiah goes the Rabbonin, or Marsova Loi goes the Rabbonin. We could say there's no proof. So the Gemara leaves it without a proof. Whether there is, this is a machlekes or not a machlekes. The Rambam comes, and he says a fascinating Kiddush. The Rambam paskins, like the Havamin of the Gemara, but even more than the Gemara. He paskins that Messiah is Chayav Misa. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Alocha Yud Aleph, Levim Shovdu Avodas Kohanim, right? Oy, Shesia Levi Bimelocha She'eno Melachtoi, or Levi just helped, he assisted a Melocha that's not his own. He doesn't even say Melachas Kohen. A Melocha that's not his own. Chayovin Misa Bidei Shamayim. Shenema loyomusu. Then he says, "Achidish avol koyin shavur avidas levi and b'misa lebeloisase." So of course the Ravit brings down our sugi, the drosh of our sugi in the Sifri, which is that there is misa, but that's a side issue. So here the Rambam seems to totally ignore our sugi completely. Our Gemara says clearly that there is no misa. That there is misa by a levi doing avodas levi, but misayeya, if he's just helping, there's no misa. And the Rambam writes like Poshet that there is misa. And Rav Yashiv in his Sefer Horus, he also questions the Rambam, as well as the Nosei Kelim here on the Rambam. Oyla Mishmaitzin, he says, the Lakuli Alma Midaraisa Messiah in Bimamish. So Rabbi Yashiv says, from our Gemara comes out that Messiah is in Bimamish. There's no issue. Upligi Rak in Midrabon and Gozlub in Messiah. Machlekes is only whether they made a Gzera. But clearly there's no Din Daraisa. Ulinyan Mchayiv Misa, and whether it could be that there's a Chayiv Misa. Lefum riato mashma misugi devada yin chiv misa. Avada is no chiv misa. Voloi motzonu shum tane. We don't find any tane that holds that yichayv misa. Shemesaye yichayv misa. We don't find that. Ochein harambam posak abaye debemisa. The Rambam paskins like abaye from the beginning. That's the Abaye just said it simply, a Levi, the way Rav Yashiv learns, when Abaye said that if you find a Levi, Meshoirer Shashia, he means assisting. He's helping. Hagofas the law says he's helping. That's also Chiyuv Misa. So the Rav Yashiv is assuming that according to Abaye there's Misa, and the Rambam is going like that, even though clearly from the Sugya comes out that nobody holds that there's Misa. It's only a Shaila if there's Exer the Rabbana. I'm going to say V'ayin b'kesef Mishneh, shekosav de la Rambam tzorich liya is gilsa acheres kan. He says it has to be a different gilsa. Because it doesn't make sense. So Rav Yashiv says, I don't understand. Even if we could somehow get around our Gemara, we could say there's a different gilsa in our Gemara, and there's nothing in our Gemara that explicitly says that Misayeya is the Rabbonin. Our Gemara seems to say clearly, Misayeya at most is an Issa D'Rabbonim. Maybe less. Right? That's what Gemara says. Rav Yashiv says, I don't understand. We pass in that Messiah anything in Kol HaTerech Kula. So why in the world would the Rambam hold, or anybody hold, that there's a chiyuv misa? In other words, this is a kol hatorah kula shayla. This is not a new shayla over here. Anytime an isser is taking place, and somebody's misayaya, so we paskin misayaya and b'mamish. So Yashiv is saying that even if we could somehow get around our Gemara and say that maskana, the Rambam held that there is misa. Not only is it inconsistent with our sugya, it's inconsistent with the concept is inconsistent with Shas. Misayaya is anybody mamish. That's his question. It's not a question what the Rabbanan did, it's a question the action that you're doing, the Torah Midaraisa doesn't recognize Misayaya. Misayaya means I'm assisting something, an Isser. An Isser is taking place, and I'm a Misayaya, I'm helping the Isser. So normally we say that a Misayaya is Ember Mamish. Misayaya is not recognized, whether it's a mitzvah or an avera. Misayaya is Ember Mamish, normally. So that's the question Rav Yosef is presenting. Not only that, he brings down how in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a whole shaila if a woman has to cut her nails to go to the mikveh. So he brings down a shaila, you know, famous machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. If you're allowed to have a goy assist the cutting of the nails, the goy will cut the nails and the woman will stick out her hand. And there's a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach and Yeridea whether that's permitted. He says, Hine behod the Messiah, in by Mamish Nechluku Bishach v'Taz. And there's a shaila. So the Taz over there is machadish, and maybe the Taz would work with our sugya. He wants to say that Misayaya is yesh by mamish. He wants to say that if you're actually assisting the mice itself, then it's yesh by mamish. The Gemara in Makas talks about this. Lagabi makiv v'nikiv. The Gemara asks in Maseches Makas, why does the guy who's getting the haircut, why is he chayev? He's not doing anything. So the question is, there's a ritva over there. The question is, does the Gemara just mean there's no malchus? Or does the Gemara mean Misayaya is not even recognized as an act at all? Assisting is not. So the Taz wants to say it is an act. Hashach kosav the Misayaya lo'ilam ain't by mamish. Misayaya never is called a mamish. What? Not chayv misa, no. So this is what he says. So the question here is, does this sugya, so clearly, forgetting the sugya, the Rambam also still wouldn't work. Because the fact is, just looking at the Maisa, the Levi didn't close the gates. Midaraisa, the fact that he helped somebody, that's not called doing an action. That's not called participant in the action. Unless we're going to entertain that Misayaya all over is called a Maisa, which is not the Pashtus. And Rav Gusman, Rav Gusman is a chetzadik levroch in a shiurim in Bava Kame. He has a whole piece on Misayaya. And he feels for Dava Poshet that Misayaya is ain't by mamish. He says, Afilu shnayim she'osu. Even two people that do an act, many hold, not only are they potter in Shabbos, many hold their potter in Kol HaTorah Kula by shnayim she'osu. And there, you're not just Misayaya. Over there by Shabbos, we're talking about your mamish doing a chelik and a malacha. You're doing mamish the chelik jointly with somebody else. Two people are carrying a chair. They're both equally. It's not just Misayaya. They're both equally holding the chair together. So over there, you're not just Misayaya. You're a shut of an act. See, Misayaya means there's somebody who's doing the act. There's somebody who owns this act, and you're helping. A guy's closing the gate, and you put your hand on the door with him as he's pushing the gate. Okay? There's a Iker guy who's doing the Maisa, and you're sitting there. Somebody's cutting your hair, and he gets to your payer, so he gets to your Zuckin, he's using a razor, and you move your head. Clearly, we have a person who owns the act, the one who's shaving, and we have the Misayaya, the Taz's case. The woman is, there's a goy cutting the nails. The woman is sticking her hand out. We don't have a question who's cutting the nails. There's one person cutting the nails. Happens to be the woman here is sticking out her hand and helping. Okay? By Shabbos, we find even further. Shtayim Shos means two people are doing the act. It's not one person owns the act. Two people are carrying this chair. The halacha is they're both potter. Unless it's Zeinu Yachol v'Zeinu Yachol. Unless they can't do it independently. It's the potter for Shtayim Shosu. There the chiddush is, even though the act itself, right, the act itself is clearly being performed by Shutfin. Two people are doing the act. They don't need each other. But they are clearly both doing the act. They're both potter. Many hold that it's not a din only in Shabbos. It's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. In fact, the Ten Karov, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, has a tshuva in Parei Chaim, where he has a shaila, if two people do Shiluch HaKan, or a mitzvah, do neither of them get credit for the mitzvah for that reason? For the same idea. Do we say neither of them have the schar of the mitzvah? Because just like by Shabbos, Shnayim Shosu. Now again, some say Shnayim Shosu is only a Ptur Karban, but it is called that you did a Maisa. So this is a whole, Rav Gusman has a whole shir on this in Bava Kama. This is a shir Yud Gimel in Bava Kama, Rav Gusman Sefer. And he over here says clearly, he brings down the union of cutting the nails as well. And his conclusion here is, he says, of course, Chazinon b'kol ha-shas shemisayeya einu nikra maise. So the only chilik he wants to say maybe is if you have a zeh yochol, right? You have one guy that can do the act and one guy that cannot do the act, then the guy who could do the act, it's his act. He owns it. That's what he wants to say. He says, avo be'echod yochol ve'echod einu yochol, right? Then he's definitely called Oisei She'enu Yochol Nikra Misayeh She'en Be'mamish. That's for sure he's called the Misayeh She'en Be'mamish. But anyway, this is his, Rav Gusman's approach. Clearly, there is no mocker anywhere that Misayeh there should be a Chiyav Misa. That's like a tremendous Chiddush. And that's why the Rambam not only is a problem of being consistent with our Sugya, we have a problem with the whole Chiddush of the Rambam. The whole Chiddush of the Rambam is tremendous. That you can have a Levi who's just putting his hand on the door, while the other Levi whose job it is to close the door is closing it, and he should go ahead and be Chayiv Misa. It's a tremendous chiddush. Yeah, okay, so we'll try to get clarity in this. Just to tie it into the beginning, our first Shaila we had in the Sugya, which was what exactly is this Issa of one Levi doing another Levi's job or a Kohen doing a Levi's job? What exactly is that Issa? So if you look, Reb David also, in his Shiurim, Reb David Salavechik, Zazayin Gizun, brings down from his father this question on the Rambam, from the Brisker Rav. He also wants to change the gears of the Rambam. This is found over here in our Sugya, because the Rambam has other points, he makes a distinction between a Kohen doing a Levi's job and a Levi doing a Kohen's job, or a Levi doing another Levi's job. The Rambam feels only a Kohen doing a Levi doing a Kohen's job, or a Levi doing a Levi's job is Misa, but a Kohen doing a Levi's job is not the Misa, which is also not consistent with our Gemara. Because our Gemara seems to say it's the same thing. A Levi doing a Kohen's job, a Kohen doing a Levi's job, both of them are Chayiv Misa. Our Gemara doesn't make any distinction between those two. So I want to shtel tsue Tosfos Yeshanim here in Yuma. Over there in Maseches Yuma, the Gemara talks about the process of how you picked people to do Avod in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara says that originally, before they came up with the lottery, there used to be a race. There was a race. And the Kohanim would run up the Mizbeach, and whoever got there first, they would win the Avodah. Unfortunately, there were some tragedies, they had to stop that process. So the Rishonim over there in the Sugya question, how were they allowed to run? The halacha is that when you do Avodah, you're not allowed to run. So the Tosfos Rishonim here on Daf Yud Bey, Daf Chof Bey in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara says, but Rishonim, originally, kol mi sheroitza litroim es ha-Mizbeach techet. They would run up. That's the Ask the Tosfos Rishonim as follows. The Tema. He says, I don't understand. How are they allowed to run up the Mizbeach? He says, Kivon da avoidehi, kedamrinun begemora. This is an avoida. He says, Imkain, eich rotzim. He says, how are they allowed to run up? It's an avoida. Now, the fact that the chinuch, that the fact that the Tosfos Rishonim questions the running on the Mizbeach seems to imply that he holds that the issur of running on the Mizbeach is even not while you're actually doing an avoida. It's not running on the Mizbeach during the Zman and Beis HaMikdash. So the Milchas Chinuch says, Mashma de osur lo ritzal al Mizbeach gam shaloi b'shas avoida. There's an issur also not. The chen mashma b'seifa ha-mitzvah l'ramba, says the Milchas Chinuch. The issur zeh noeg b'kula. V'chol mi sheyal p'si agas al mizbeach ad sheyizgal ha-ravos ha-loikin. Harei the issur zeh noeg b'kula. So, it comes out, so that's why some of the Rishonim say, Taka, when they ran, they put one foot next to the other. They didn't run wide, you know, with wide steps. They ran very, very, very narrow, they ran ramish, little teeny steps quickly. That's how they were running. And that's why it was permitted. So, the obvious question is, L'chaira, there's no mocker in the Torah that you're not allowed to run Shaloi B'Shas Avayda. That's really what the Menachas Chinuch is about of it. There's no source that you can't run Shaloi B'Shas Avayda. It's only B'Shas Avayda. Right? Here, this was something that really had nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. This was like they were running a race. Stop! It was a race. It was a competition. It was a competition. What? Because it says v'lo yisala b'malos. So we learn out from there, you can't have wide steps. Yeah. What? No, there isn't. No, that's what I'm saying. Most of the Rishonim say, Loisal al malois al mizbechi is b'shas avoda. You shouldn't go on the mizbech. It's only called an ali on the mizbech when it's b'shas avoda. Shloi b'shas avoda mizbech. It's a ramp. It's not being used in the form of a mizbech. Don't go up when you're using the mizbech as a mizbech. You can't go up with wide steps. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. That's the question they ask. So what's the issue here? Why did the Rishonim have to answer you're going with tiny steps and you weren't opening up your feet? What they need that for? That's really the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Anyway, so this is, all the Achronim deal with this issue. What significance is there when they ran up the Mizbeach? There's no halacha to it. It's not even a halacha. It was Stam running. And we don't find Stam Gepaskin that you're not allowed to run around the base of Middash, run around the Mizbeach. You don't find such a halacha. Only B'Shas Avoida. So this is what he works on, the Minchas Chinuch. He has a very long piece to try to explain it. So one of the approaches that we gave when we learned the sugya was I brought down a Sifri from Parshas Korach. And the Sifri in Parshas Korach goes on the words in the Pasuk we just had in this week's Parsha. It says that it calls the Koyanim Avoidas Matona Eten Kunaschem. The avoid is called a matona, it's a present. So the Sifri asks, what's the avoidus matona? What's the matona exactly? What's the present? So the Sifri says as follows. Yocho barvuvia. I would think that when you work the Beis HaMikdash, you could work barvuvia, meaning there's a mixture. Whoever wants could work there. Tamud loymar avoidus matona et enkunas. So the Sifri is learning out of the word avoidus matona, that you have to be appointed for that avoida. So in other words, first the avoida was in Gans Klal Yisrael, Bechorim. Then it got limited to the Kohanim, right? And then the Kohanim broke it up to families. And then the Sifri is saying, even each avoida that you did in the Beis HaMikdash was something you earned, was something that was given to you. That's what avoidas matona means. So avoidas matona means you now are being designated for this specific avoida. And otherwise you can't do avoida. So it comes out, according to the Sifri, that the din of pious, Which, again, when you go through Maseches Yuma, Maseches Tomit, it sounds like it was just a practical thing. You have a bunch of Kohanim. Everybody wants to do a lottery. Sifri is saying that's a mistake. The Sifri is telling us this is a deraisa de galoch. This is midaraisa. That a Kohen has to be appointed to do that specific avoida. Because it says avoidas matonet and kunascha. So when a Kohen wins a lottery, it's not just that he won a lottery. He became roy to do avoida. He now became roy to do the specific avoida. It's not just, like I said, you definitely don't learn that way simply. You wouldn't learn that that's what it is. Oh, before they had a pious, they ran. There was always a form of how a person was zoich. You got there first. There weren't other kohanim in this. I got there first. I got appointed. Once there's more than one kohen involved, I got to get appointed. How do I get appointed? They used to run. When they ran up the mizbeach, that wasn't just a competition. That was a minui. That was an appointment. Now you became a worthy kohen to do avodah. I ran up, and if I won, I got appointed to do avodah. Matana means it's being given. Free's learning is each time you do avodah, it was given to you. Not that I have the crown kohen and now I just do avodah. It gets given to me. The way we're talking. It means something. No, originally they had to run it.
Why?
They could pick any form. The Torah Kedoshah didn't tell us exactly how to designate Kehanim, but it told us they have to be designated. And therefore it was given over to the Bezdin of each generation how to make that designation. So originally they made it by running. Then running was not safe. Running became an issue of safety. So they picked another form. But these were all different forms of being Mekayim, the mitzvah deraisa. Why did they pick running? I happen to have a philosophical pshat, if you want to know. I learned why they picked running was because the Mishnah says in Tomit, very strange Mishnah, the Mishnah says in Maseches Tomit, that the Memunah was the one in charge of the system in the Beis HaMikdash. He ran the system in the Beis HaMikdash. When things started, he was the manager. Now you would think the last person you would hire as a Memunah would be Radinsky, right? Has to be somebody very organized, very timely, on time. He knows when things start, when things end. That's the Memunah. So the Mishnah in Talmud says this is L'chaira, the most important Gabbai in the world, right? The most important Gabbai was the Memunah. The Mishnah says in Talmud, so when did the Memunah come to get the Kohanim to start the Avodah Sayyim? And the Mishnah says, he came either by the Kreis HaGever, he came when the sound went out, or he came before it, or he came after it. Yitzi's thinking, that's the Rav. Right? So, that's the Memunah. It's a fascinating, first of all, why don't you get a guy who's punctual, people that are Yekis? They're going to come on time. I always have a limud schus that by my own chasana I came an hour late. For my own chasana. My shver was happy when the chasana was in Muncie. He said, the one thing I gained is that the chasana will be there on time. I was an hour late for the chasana. It's true, I was with somebody in the hostel. There's always a reason. I'm not saying but some people always have those reasons. So Lamai said, the Memunah was, at State Mishnah, the Memunah came, either before, so I wanted to say the pshat is very simple. The pshat is, they say about Rav Shimon Shkop, he was like the biggest Talmud of Reb Chaim. I mean, it was him, the Briskerov, and the Birka Shmuel were like the three crowns of Reb Chaim. So Rav Shimon Shkop had a certain specialty about him. You go through Shara Yosher, there's a certain very special thing about Rav Shimon Shkop. So they say they once asked him why he was Zoich. So he said that Reb Chaim was an Eluyisha person. He wasn't very organized, Reb Chaim. And therefore, the shiur that he gave him of Aloshin, which was a very popular shiur, wasn't punctual. Sometimes it would be 12:30, it would be 1. It wasn't 100% when. They didn't know for sure when the shiur was going to start. So he said, so they had a system where when Reb Chaim came into the building, they would let the Olam know when the shiur is, and everybody would go running. He says, Reb Shimon said there was one bachar in the shiur who always came the earliest time that Reb Chaim ever came. And that was Rav Shimon. He says, because Reb Chaim would walk in the room and sometimes say something. He said, I didn't want to miss that one thing that he said. Before he started the shiur, he would say something. And I didn't want to miss anything. So I sat there on the tzad. Let's say he came once a month. He came 12:30. I was there 12:29. So I will never, ever miss a word of Reb Chaim. He said, and that's because I was zeichet to have that. So I went to the taina. A guy who wants to do... You have to be a Zoris. The Mamunah didn't have a set time that you could go run there and know, okay, I'm going to get there 2 seconds before. Them. You want to be an Oivin in Beis HaMikdash? You got to be a Makdim. You got to be a Makdim. How do you show your Hakdama that even though the thing is wavering, you're there before that? So the wavering time was actually a way of separating the men from the boys. This reason from the Enim's reason. So you could say that initially, until it was a Sakana, they wanted to give the person an avoid who really wanted it. The Zoris. So they dafka, how they appoint the guy? If you ran the ramp and you got there quicker, it reflected a rotzen. You know, the Rosh says that in Bava Metzia by Kol Olam Gover. He says, what's pshat, the guy who wins? He says, whoever wins, there's certain types of chalukah, we say whoever wins, he gets the item. So the Rosh says, because somebody really holds he's right, he fights differently. He'll win. So it's the same type of thing. So to answer your question, why they use... But the system didn't work. It broke down. So they went to the lottery system. But what I'm saying is that this was actually designating and made you into a Kohen Eved. So I was thinking, if that's the case, this running did have an official capacity to it. It wasn't Stam running around the Beis HaMikdash. It was creating a Kohen Eved. That's why the Rishonim asked, how could you run? Our question was... Running is only also when you're running with some kind of halacha. Here you just, it's a competition. We don't find by a non-halachic halacha that there should be a... So I'm saying there is halachic. It is halachic. Now when you come to our sugya, I think that is the pshat in a Levi Shovat, he's chayiv misa. A Levi that did his friend's avodah, the pshat is because since the designation wasn't just a question of organizational purposes. So we couldn't have every day it should be a circus. We don't know who's doing what and who's going where. It was actually a way of giving the avodah over to this individual. So it's almost like before you won the lottery, you weren't a kohen. Now that you won the lottery, you are a kohen for this avodah. Same thing a Levi. You're not a Levi until you get the designation. So when I am a singer, right, and I go to the gate, I'm a non-Levi for that aspect. A Levi who comes and he does, the gator comes and he does the instrument, he's like a non-Levi. He's a non-Levi, Lagabi, that. And that's this new halacha that it's saying. Atem b'shelochem v'shem b'shelochem. This is the designation, the way it had to be. So when a Levi goes and he does the avoid of another Levi, he's distorting the Leviah. He's distorting the Kedushas Leviah. He's not just the stomach question. He's hopping something that he's not really shouldn't be doing. He didn't win the lottery. He's distorting the Seder Avodah. Right? He's distorting the Seder Avodah. So the Mises for that reason. So it comes out if somebody would ask you, the guy who goes and he closes the door, why is he Chayiv Mises? Is he Chayiv Mises because he's closing the door? It's Chayiv Misa because he's changing the designation. And the answer is to changing the designation. He's Chayiv. Atem b'shalachem v'ayim b'shalachem is b'misa. Now, if you learn that way, I want to tell you a simple word, and I have a riot, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer understood it this way. When the Levi goes and he closes the door, we're not Chayiv Misa for closing the door. We're Chayiv Misa because by him closing the door, he's distorting who's the Levi, Lagabi this. Right? So, when do we say Misayeh as Ein Mamish? We're giving you Misa for this action. Person's being Mechal Shabbos. Okay? He's being Mechal Shabbos. So now, if you do the Maisa Chil Shabbos, you Chayiv Misa. If you don't do the Maisa Chil Shabbos, so you're Potter from Misa. Now, if you're an assister, so we have to decide, is assisting called doing the complete act? Or is it not called doing the act? We say it's not doing the complete act. So if we want to give you Misa for Mechalaleo, Mois Yumas, we want to give you Misa for doing the act of the Malacha, we can't give you Misa. because you didn't do the Maisa Malacha. Right? But if we're giving you Misa because you're distorting who's the lady, Lagabizeh, so as long as you're putting yourself, right? Putting yourself by the Gators, we're giving you Misa because you're putting yourself under the umbrella of the Gators. And for that, Messiah is enough. For you could have 10 Levim closing the door, there wouldn't be a problem with that. No Levi would be over the fact that he wasn't involved in the Avoda. You could have 10 Levim closing the door. The Haraya, he told him, Sha'atom and Amishayrim, the Loim and Ashayorim. Vais the Chais, what would be if he was Taka from the Gators? He wouldn't have a problem that he's helping him. Why not? They're both going to lose territories. We don't care. It's all one umbrella. It's an umbrella. So you're switching the umbrella. That's the shot. So that is the reason why Roiv the Rishonim hold. First of all, that's the reason why the Rambam holds in Sfarah there's a Misa. In Sfarah there's a Misa. The whole Shailen of our Gemara, maybe not, would be maybe our Gemara holds that since Messiah and Kol HaTerekula is not a Maisa Malacha, so then we would say over here it's also not distorting the Leviyah. But that's the Chiddush. The Rambam held the Chiddush would be to say that Messiah is Potter. The logic is that Messiah is Chayev. And I'll give you another dogma. We were talking about Makif and Nikif. Okay? We were talking about the Makif and Nikif. Makif and Nikif means somebody goes and he allows somebody else to shave off his pants. Right? With a razor. Or he allows somebody to shave off his beard with a razor. So the halacha is that they're both Chayev. The Makif is Chayev and the Nikif is Chayev. In fact, there's a whole Shaila. If somebody does it to themselves, if the chayiv 10 malchus, in other words, there are 5 places on the face that are included in the isim. What would be if somebody did it to themselves? There's a shaila, maybe you could be both. You could be a makif and a nikif. This is a machloikis. The chikrei lev in Yeridea says no. He says you're a makif or you're a nikif. It's like talking to the people. If you're the one receiving it, even if you're giving it to yourself, you can only be a nikif. You can't change your identity. You're not a makif, you're always a nikif. So the chikrei lev holds that if you took a razor and you cut off all 5 spots that are deraisa, you're only going to get 5 malchus, not 10. If somebody else did it, he would get 5 and you would get 5. And he proves this from the Gemara in Makkos, says if you stick your hand into a sam, okay, into some kind of a pot that burns off the, and you put it on your face, you're chai of 5. He says you should be chai of 10. Because you did both. So the Ragat Shavar Gun in the Rambam says a great Chiddush. He says that if you look in Rashi and Kiddushin, Rashi says that in Eved Ivri you could do Ritziah, the Gemara says according to one opinion, with anything. The master could drill a hole, he could use anything, any kind of tool. The only thing he can't use is potion. He can't use a sam to burn, like an acid to burn through the air. And the Rashi says, why not? The Havi Kenasa Me Elov. If you use Sam, it's like it happened by itself. So it's like you didn't do the act. So the Ragashav is a great goinus is that if you take Sam and you put it on your face, all you have is a nikif. You don't have a makif, based on that Rashi. That's why there's only 5 malchus. Because there is no makif. It's like it happened by itself. You're just a nikif. Right? But everybody agrees that the nikif is chayef. The Gemara only discusses, why is he Chayiv Malchus? What did he do? He has to move his face. He has to somehow do something, right? Why? Because over there, Messiah is different than Kol HaTerekula. Over there, the Torah said this called a Nikif. And by you allowing somebody to cut your beard, shave off your beard, you are a Nikif. So it's different than the Messiah. Messiah, Kol HaTerekula, the Torah says don't carry. The Torah doesn't say don't help the carrying. The Torah says don't carry. Right? So therefore we say, somebody who helps the carrying, he's not doing a mice of carrying. But, right? By shaving off the beard, the Torah says don't have your beard razored off. So I did. I had it razored off. I was just a Messiah. So what? You have the identity. So I'm telling you the same thing over here. The Torah says to the Levi, you are designated to be from the Gators, not from the singers. You, the other guy, you're designated to be from the singers, not from the Gators. By you going to the gates, we don't have an issue that you close the gates. We have an issue now that you distorted the designation. Now you're making as though you're a Gator and you're not a Gator. So now we don't care the mice of Nilushar. Now I want to tell you a kiddush like this. A Yisrael, right? Who everybody knows is not in the parasha of either one. If he goes and pushes the gate, he's a nobody. He doesn't have to distorting anything. That's why he's Taka Potter. The Yisrael could be Potter because he's not distorting the picture. There's a famous Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara says, you have to be in the parasha to be able to distort something. So Yisrael walks in there. That's no problem. That would be like the Levi went and he closed the door and the wind was blowing with it. It's not in the parasha b'chlal. When a Levi who's a singer now closes the gate, now he's distorting the chalukas avoda. And that's why that would be taka problem. That's for a different reason. That's not for distortion. Now we understand there are two misas in the Torah. One misa in the Torah is for avodas mizbeach. That's misa. And that you need to be avodas mizbeach. And then there's a new misa given for distorting the chalukas avoda. That's distortion. For distortion, you have to be in the parasha to be a person that can distort it. And that would explain why we'd be more maker with a Yisrael than with a Levi. Now we can understand the Maharami Rattenberg that on the Bama, when the Zohar does Avodas Mizbeach, it really, in this case, there's no Isser the Mizbeach because it's not the Mizbeach, it's a Bama. Right? But distortion is still a problem. So long a Yisrael walks in and does the Avodah. So what do we see? We don't see a distortion in Avoida. We see it's Avoida's Koyanim. And over here, Yisrael could step into the picture. Right? But a Levi who potentially is in the Shevet of Koyanim, he's just designated to do a different Avoida, he can't distort the picture, even when there's a Heter for Yisrael to do it. That's the Chiddush of the Maharami. It's still a big Chiddush, but at least it's something that we can be soivel. We understand it better than before. Okay.